Shmuel Aleph Perachov Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. So Shaul has sworn to the woman that she will be safe if she does what he asks. So Vatomar Isha Esmi A'alelach. So the woman said, "Who shall I raise up for you from among the dead?" Vayomer Es Shmuel Ha'alili. And he said, "Raise up, bring up Shmuel for me." So the Shmuel, she assumed, according to Chazal, some Jew named Shmuel. As we used to say back in my Kivi and Tuki days, Moshe Shmuel. She didn't understand that he meant Shmuel Hanavi, but the signs are going to become clear to her immediately as soon as he appears. Now, according to a unanimous opinion of Chazal, and the Malbim goes into a long arichus about this, she is not going to raise up Shmuel Hanavi. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings back Shmuel Hanavi. And Shmuel was chosen specifically to give the news to Shaul that he needs to hear, which marks Shmuel as one of the greatest of all Nevi'im ever, because he is one of the only ones to be mentioned openly in Tanakh that he's going to prophesy after leaving this world. So how is it possible that he was brought back at all in this manner? So he was within the Yud Beis Chodesh of his Petira. And during that time, the time when one says Kaddish for somebody who passed away, so the Neshama travels up and down, the Neshama, as it were, frequents the pathways between the worlds. And so he could be brought back in such a way, despite the fact that he's not brought back in any way that a Ba'al Asov had ever done before. So, fine. She does her thing. Yud Beis. Vatere ha'isha es Shmuel. And the woman saw Shmuel batizak b'kol gadol, and she screamed out in a loud voice. So why is she screaming out in a loud voice? Because ordinarily, Chazal say, when a Ba'al Asov raises the dead, they come up feet first. Shmuel Hanavi comes up head first and dressed very specifically in the coat his mother had made for him, the garment his mother had made for him when he was a child in the service of Eli in the Mishkan. He was buried in that cloak, so he is not your run-of-the-mill spirit to be brought back. And so she screamed, Vatomer Yishal Shaul Lemar, Lama Rimi Sani. And the woman accused Shaul. She demanded of Shaul. She said to Shaul, "Why did you deceive me? Why did you trick me? The Ata Shaul, you are Shaul. You are the king." It was a covet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the spirit that would talk to Shaul was Shmuel. And the fact that Shmuel came up dressed, because in what context does a spirit need clothes, need a beged? And that was the Kavod HaMalchus. So clearly, the incredible holiness of the person who is being brought back, and the fact that Shmuel is going to be resurrected, is extremely unusual. The Me'am Loe says it was actually a Rachmanis on Shaul. Shaul was torturing himself, was in huge agony over the fact that after campaigning so strongly against Oven Yidoni that he had to turn to that after he was rejected by the Navi, by the Urim V'Tumim, by all the conventional ways of trying to get the word from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on a person who is suffering, even if the suffering comes because of committing an Avera. The Me'am Loe likens this to the halacha in Bava Kama that a person who steals an ox has to pay back 5 oxen, but the person who steals a sheep has to pay only 4 sheep. Because stealing the sheep, you have to carry it on your shoulders. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the thief who had to work so hard to get his, even his Avera, he had to work harder for it. So he gets a little more Rachmanis than the person who just led the ox out. It had to be Shaul. So, Yud Gimel, Vayomer Lo HaMelech, Al Tiri'i. So the king responded to her and said, "Don't be afraid. Ki Ma Ra'is. What have you seen?" Which, alas, means that Shaul did not see the results of what he had just started. What he had set in motion. So he doesn't even know.
Vatomar Isha El Shaul Elohim Ra'isi Olim Min Ha'aretz. I have seen Elohim in this context means Ish Elohim, a man of God. But Rashi also says Malachim Shnayim Olim, because it says Elohim Ra'isi Olim, plural. So who were the two who came up? So Zot Rashi, Moshe Ushmuel. Shenisyare Shmuel, Shem Ani Misvakesh Badin, Behela Moshe Imo. Shmuel was nervous because it was in his first year after his passing. And all human beings feared the din, feared that moment of ultimate judgment. And so Moshe came with Shmuel to honor him, to assuage his anxiety that he was going to be judged, and to honor Shmuel Anavi himself, that Moshe came with him. He was afraid that because he had once, and this is brought down in the Da'as Sofrim, rendered a halachic decision, we saw way back in Perek Aleph, in the presence of his Rebbe, Eliyahu Cohen, he felt that Moshe was the appropriate person to defend him, because Eldad and Medad once prophesied with Moshe's presence being there, and Moshe spoke on their behalf. So the Ein Yaakov and Chagiga brings this down, that Shmuel hoped that Moshe would defend him for being a Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Also, Shmuel knew that Shaul was the one summoning him through desperation, and that Shaul was going to be punished for the Avera he did by Amalek. But Shmuel thought perhaps the din would also extend to him as well. So Moshe would testify that whatever Shmuel did was done properly to make war against Amalek, following the law and the Torah that you have to be Mocho Timcha Zecher Amalek. So with such a presence, with such an overwhelming presence of great neshamas, the woman is screaming and very, very nervous. And so Shaul will have more questions, and then he's going to get a nevuah tailor-made for him.